Education advocates are criticizing the New York State Board of Regents for only releasing half of the standardized test questions given to students in April and May. Cooper McKim reports.
Lisa Rudley is a parent and co-founder of the New York State Allies for Public Education. She said the state owes parents and educators a full release of the standardized test questions.
So if we are going to spend a great deal of curriculum time on test preparation, we should know why we're doing this and what the validity of the questions are.
Rudley points out that test scores plunged in 2013. She says one reason was because some questions were too advanced for their grade level. Yet, she didn't see those questions in this year's release.
So many believe that these are state cherry-picked questions and that they haven't really released, you know, all the important problematic questions.
Rudley says her organization will continue to advocate for a full release. Merrill Tisch is the chancellor of the New York State Regents, the organization that made the test questions public. Tisch says she wanted to release all of the questions, but the state legislature only gave enough money to release half. She says she agrees that transparency is important as the state continues to update the test to adapt to the controversial Common Core standards, which outline what students should know at each grade level in English and math.
To be good standards, they always have to be studied and adjusted and looked at like public policy. You always adjust and move along the way.
Tisch says New York Regents has listened closely to what parents and educators have said, and her office plans to go back to the state legislature next year to get the money for a full release of the standardized test questions. Cooper McKim, WSHU News.